One of the things that I am most proud of this congregation for is that all of the outreach collections we receive on a Sunday are given away to people in our community who are in need. And this month's collection is going to go to Girls Incorporated, and I need glasses. And I'm pleased today to introduce you to the CEO of Girls Incorporated, Kathy Duffy, who's going to introduce to us their new dinner club program, and that is to which our donations will be going for the month of February.
Thank you and good morning. When I was a little girl, I grew up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan with my mother and my two sisters. We were the only divorced family in town. So my mother felt that we had to be extra good because we went to a Catholic school. And she didn't want the nuns to think we were bad because she was divorced. So I have to tell you, it's really strange for me to be in this church today because I was once grounded for going to a non-Catholic church. So my mother's probably looking down on me. My mother was the type of mother that really encouraged us, and she was way ahead of her time. And every morning before we went to school, we would stand in front of a little mirror and hug each other. And we'd say, "Aren't we cute?" And she'd say, "Of course you are. You're the Duffy girls." And off we'd go to school feeling so proud of ourselves. And she would change our nursery rhymes to encourage us. And our favorite one was "The Little Engine That Could." And she would say, "I think I can, I think I can. A Duffy girl knows she can." It's that same sense of power that we instill in the girls who come to Girls Inc. And because we listened to the girls, we decided this year that we had to meet all of their needs, not just their educational needs, but their need to eat. The girls who come to our program are quite often low income, and they were putting snacks in their pocket to take it home because they wouldn't eat again until the next day. The story of Sarah will definitely tell you how we came to this conclusion. Sarah was a little six-year-old that we pick up on our bus every day. And every day she'd be sitting on the curb in the same clothes on a busy road all by herself. When we started the dinner club program, she came in, ate exactly half of her food, and put the other half in her pocket. After she did this 3 days in a row, we went into the home to find out what was going on. Sarah was taking half of her dinner home to her two-year-old little brother. He was home alone waiting for her to come home and take care of him. When the state went in to remove these children from the home, Sarah asked to take two things with her: her pillow and the food that she had stolen from Girls Inc. that she had hidden under her pillow. These two children are now thriving in foster care and doing very well. Our dinner club program is not just for poor people. We had a father who came to the program with his five daughters. He had lost his job. He was unemployed for 1 month. He ate dinner with us every night with his girls for 1 month. And at the end of that month, he came up to my staff and gave them a check. And he said, "I have a job again. And because of you, I still have my dignity. My children never knew that I couldn't afford to feed them." Our dinner club took a transformation this week. We received money from the city and from UPS to do our kitchen over in Nashua. It's a $100,000 project. We only had $80,000, so we're still trying to raise the rest. But it's going to open up again next week, a brand new, beautiful kitchen. And when we were shut down, we had families that desperately needed to eat. We had a mother that walked across town carrying her three-year-old and pushing her stroller. And when she got to the center, she was devastated to find out we were closed. My staff gave her a $200 gift card, drove her to the grocery store, and helped her buy her food and drive it home. Girls Inc. could not be there to do those things for people if it weren't for people like you. One of my kids said to me in the program, "Girls Inc. is the mother I never had." We're there for so many kids, and it's life-changing when they walk through our doors. I just want to share one more story with you about a girl who came to us and totally changed her life. Her name is Megan. When she was 5 years old, she came to us through her grandmother. Every weekend, her grandmother would have Megan, and when it was time for her to go home to her mother, Megan would cry and say she didn't want to go home to her mother. When the grandmother investigated, she discovered that the mother's boyfriend was abusing Megan, and the grandmother took control and took care of Megan, took her away from her mother. Megan was diagnosed with sickle cell anemia, and they thought she would die by the time she was 12. Today, Megan is 17. She still comes to our program. In fact, she works for me now. Megan just heard that she got a $52,000 scholarship to Colby Sawyer. And she said to me, I used to pray that someone would find a cure for me, and now I'm going to be a doctor and find it myself. Thank you very much.
Let us give of our abundance not out of a sense of duty, but out of thanksgiving for the countless blessings we enjoy that we have done nothing to earn. For we build on foundations we did not lay. We drink from wells we did not dig. We are nourished from an earth we did not create, and we are warmed by fires we did not build. With gratitude for all those who have passed their light to us, and in the spirit of generosity and our wish to share that light with others, the morning offering will now be given and received.